So letting the body start to fall into alignment. After all that, here we are. In all of that, in all of this, here we are. That leaves room for sacred space. Or for remembering, realizing again that we don't know what we are, what we are doing, what is to come. We may not always want. Or know what to be in, how to be big enough. And yet still, here it is, giving. And so, one way be here towards feeling more at home can be simplicity. And even a few moments or minutes where we don't have any instructions in words from the outside or inside. Apart from what we think, there's also the sound, the flavor of the wind, the caress, the company of the ground. And the breath. And each other. And somewhere way deeper than me paying attention to my breath, way deeper maybe there's some small place that is already in this, with each other, with the wind, with the solid body, with the transparent body. So where we can fall into our center. That it's not about trying to see properly or hear properly or be properly, but where we come across like as if in a clearing within the forest of ourselves. It's already happening. Hearing is happening. The life of the skin is already happening. And what we make up about what is heard and felt is also happening, and maybe unimportant. And so we can give the body a chance to just start to sort out what is the direct hearing and sensing, and what is what we make up about it. What is a little more permission to fall into our center, where it's already happening. There's no middleman, middle person who needs to run around and transact. And say what it is that I've heard. Or image how the wind is on my elbow. And also, no one needs to try to trash that part of the mind that is commenting. Letting it happen, but letting that maybe be kind of blown to the east with the wind. So it's coming into our body where perceptions are going on already. Maybe the comfort of the ground. Where you feel drawn. In your current life moment. And not to be too surprised, though it is surprising again and again, how much that intimacy of actually being welcome here, as a not separate being, in this air, on this ground. The intimacy is by turns intolerable for most of us, and at the same time, what we long for. letting that be. And if possible, relaxing sort of below everything. So if possible, and in every way possible, letting the body just be casual. And even so, there might be ways that we can invite a melting that's more inward than the body. So just whatever may be possible currently. Helps a lot to feel the back of the body or to feel as if you rest into your back. Opening the back. To life. Letting it maybe find some elasticity. Enlivening the back without it needing to be on alert. And sometimes while we feel very much into the aliveness of the back, there's some let go in the front of the body that can happen, just by the way. And I just want to check, just in the practical level, if you can hear me okay. Yeah. And that maybe as the body discovers the moment, discovers that we're allowing it to be here and to be alive and to spread out and to be in. Just by being here, kind of the way maybe a sponge would start to expand as the water starts to fill in. So not trying to be in. But gradually discovering that we're allowed to be here and to be in life, to be filled with life also from the inside, and to be met with life. Better and better position. Better meaning more home, more support for more relaxing and sacredness. Like as if somewhere there's a flame needs some air and some shielding, both. A really innermost flame. And the position of the body can help, not through stiffness, but through this allowing the body to discover, kind of like maybe a lichen or a moss coming further and further into place, into its place, into here. And as the body may settle more down and maybe wider, we could also allow the breath. So if the body is something like a moss that's really creeping into and along the ground, along its crevice, maybe the breath would be something like some dew or moisture, raindrops that are gathering. In the lower parts of the moss, like the belly. So letting the gravity and the breath work together and meet. And maybe we can just enjoy some time before we would really think about doing any technique for meditation, just letting the body be here, letting the breath feel the pull of gravity. So all the volume of the body that's involved in the breathing to feel the pull of gravity. And just being here for a while. And sometimes we may be drawn naturally just to enjoy the body unfolding and arriving. Or we may be drawn naturally to some part of the body, really settling into the lower belly or the back, or the breath, or the contact with the ground. Or really naturally drawn to that sense of an innermost flame and being allowed to devote ourselves to that. Sometimes, of course, there's just habit energy taking over rather than a sense of being here. And maybe briefly feeling that sense of lots of thinking or lots of emotion or lots of crisscross energies, whatever it may be. Just maybe feeling that in the body, if possible, for a few moments only. As if in a kind of Aikido movement of stepping out of the way, feeling it as it takes itself. It takes itself away with its own momentum. And meanwhile, they're still here. And then sometimes, if there is a lot of chaotic or strong thinking or emotion or crisscrossing energies, interference of some kind, after just briefly feeling it in the body, if possible, the breath can be really such a helpful way of softening into what else is also happening. And even counting the breath, or otherwise the ground or the feet, can also be really great. Places to go and just feel and allow then the mind energy to drain a bit of its alarm and momentum. Feeling for what kind of approach could be feeling for what feels more wholesome or more childlike or joyful. Or quiet. May all beings be at peace. Living in touch with the innermost flame.